It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Husband and wife lied and died the same day. This story is given in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. First century church was growing very rapidly. Many people got saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Many people were baptized and joined to the church. Thousands of people getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. And many people were selling their properties and bringing the money to apostles. And apostles were taking care of elderly people and widows. There was a couple named Ananias and Sapphira. They sold their property. They decided to lie and impress the Peter that they are giving the whole thing or all the money to the apostles. Ananias took the part of the money and came to Peter. And Peter said to him, "Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived these things in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that hear these things. See, Ananias had time to repent, but he decided to not to repent. And then the word of God says, the young people came, carried the body, buried him. 3 hours later, his wife Sapphira comes. And then Peter asked her question, "Tell me, whether ye sold the land for so much?" And she said, "Yeah, for so much." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out." Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in, and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. This is a very sad story, but there is a lesson to be learned. God did not tell anyone to sell everything and give everything to God. God says, "Give your tithes and offerings." Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. And he said, "I will open the heavenly windows and pour down the blessings, and you will not have even room to store it." And the verse 11, it says, "I will fight the devourer." Once you give your tithes and offerings to God, he said, "I will fight your devourer Who is our devourer? Enemy. Enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. But the word of God says, I will fight your devourer. When you are faithful to me, I will be faithful to you. Ananias and Sapphira, they thought, Peter will not know what we are doing. But they didn't know, God knows everything. Book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. The word of God says there is nothing hidden in his eyes. Everything open and naked to his eyes. Peter is saying here, first of all he says, you lie to the Holy Ghost. Then he says, you lie unto God. Then he says, you are tempting the Spirit of the Lord. That means, Lord means Jesus Christ, God is the Father, and Holy Spirit. That means, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God, watching over you. You cannot lie to God. People might be thinking, everybody lies, and there is no big deal of lying. But according to the Word of God, Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, all liars will go to hell. Devil is a liar and is the father of all liars. St. John chapter 8 verse 44. Our God is the only true God. And so God wants his people to be truthful. People might be thinking, it is impossible to live in this world without lying. The word of God says, book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means everyone who is born into this world is a liar, is a sinner, and they are all going to go to hell. Romans, chapter 6, verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That means people who are committing sin, they are going to die and they are going to go to eternal hellfire. But thank God for Jesus. Jesus Christ came from heaven. He died on the cross of Calvary. He took your sin and my sin, and penalty of sin is death. So he took the death penalty upon him. And the word of God says, with his stripes we are healed. Now we are free from sickness, disease and death. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. People are trying to live a clean and holy life without God. It is impossible without God to live a good life. And even though somebody try to do charitable works and good works, the word of God says, your good works are filthy rags in the sight of God. God does not recognize our good works without Jesus Christ, because there is none is holy. Only Jesus Christ lived holy and clean life, and he died for mankind. So once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and say, Lord, please forgive all my sins, he will forgive your sins. And then he will give you clean and holy heart. So we can live clean and holy life by the grace of God. Would you like to give your heart to Jesus Christ and have that everlasting life? Then please pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me and change me for your glory. I commit my life into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, and you are a child of God. according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. It says, we are all now new creation in Christ Jesus, and old things passed away. Behold, all things became new. That means you are saved by grace and you are a child of God. And now your old habits, old sins are passed away. Behold, all things became new. Means now you are a new child of God. You have new heart and you will have new life and you will live a victorious life. It is possible through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. If you have any need, maybe spiritual need, physical need, social need, emotional need, financial need, or any other. Our God is a good God. He loves you and He wants you to live for His glory. Whatever need you have, He promised to supply all our needs. Let's pray by faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all these listeners. Let them know our God is a just God. He hates sin, but He loves sinners. Thank you for saving us. Let each and every listener trust in you for their needs. And Lord Jesus, let them find all the answers in Jesus Christ. I commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. God heard our prayer. Our God is a good God. He doesn't want you to suffer or He doesn't want you to die in your sin. That's why He has saved us, healed us for His glory. Try to do the things which you were not able to do before. And once you know that Jesus Christ has healed you, saved you, delivered you, and set you free, go to church, testify, and please read the Bible every day, pray every day, and grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. God has started a good work, and He's going to complete it.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.